This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, West New York. It's Dominic Cortez and getting you ready for the ice storm. Hammer Time Radio begins right here, right now. When you want the work done right.
Celebrating more than 25 years of home improvement advice on the radio. This is Hammer Time on News Radio 930 WBEN with Dominic Cortez from Cortez Incorporated Construction Contractors. Now, here's Dominic Cortez on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio for you, taking your home improvement questions and turning them into answers at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, toll-free 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell call star 930. Text me at 30930. So the ice storm is coming. How do I know that? Well, I know somebody. And who do I know? It's this guy, Don Paul from Channel 7. Good morning, Mr. Paul.
Good morning, Mr. Cortez.
So I texted with you earlier, and I said, is this going to happen? And you said, yes, it is. Tell us what's going to happen.
Well, there's an asterisk in the yes, in terms of impact on public safety and our power situation. What is happening is abundant moisture and much warmer air is moving in aloft, and we know there's going to be a shallow layer of sub-freezing air developing at the surface. So there will be rain falling, and the depth of the shallow air is critical because if we have sub-freezing temperatures at least for the first 2,000 feet of the atmosphere, that would allow the rain to freeze into sleet, ice pellets, rather than freeze on contact on the ground.
I see.
Get sleet to be dominant instead of freezing rain, that would hold down the total ice accumulation. Travel would still be hazardous, but it wouldn't be accumulating on tree limbs and power lines the same way. You know, those little like pellets that bounce around. But if we get freezing air only near the immediate surface, then the rain falls as rain and turns to ice as it hits the surface. And that's the worst element of all. That's freezing rain.
So that's the worst condition that could occur would be if that scenario is what plays out.
And, I'm still seeing indications in several models that sleet will be a factor at least as much as freezing rain. Now, we could have alternating periods of sleet and freezing rain, which would still be pretty terrible. And everything is complicated by the strong winds, which are already in place across the Niagara frontier. I noticed I had on my Twitter site, what counts when I said Niagara Frontier?
Yeah. So I noticed the temperature is starting to drop. That has no direct implication on the phenomenon as to this cold layer of air that you spoke about.
Well, it does show that at the surface, the colder air is starting to move in. It's still in the 40s near the Pennsylvania line, where we're in the mid-30s. It's a little colder towards Lake Ontario. And the new model run for the late morning is just beginning now, so I don't have a complete picture, but I'm still seeing indications of sleet. We have different color legends with the models I'm looking at. I posted a couple of them on my personal Facebook page. But an ice storm warning has been issued because the National Weather Service believes we still could get ice accumulation up to half an inch. And a half an inch of ice with 20 to 30 mile an hour winds would, if that actually accumulated on the tree limbs and power lines, you could expect quite a few power outages.
Yeah.
if it weren't for the wind, it would still be treacherous travel, but the wind just adds so much stress with those tree limbs and power lines swinging in the wind with heavy weight added to them. It's bad news.
Yeah.
And we haven't had an ice storm around here in quite some time. I didn't have time to look it up, but it's been a while. Now, for the southern tier, amounts will be lesser and a little patchier because the for instance, will drop to the upper 20s on the Niagara frontier by tonight, mm-hmm. where the southern tier will stay in the low 30s, closer to the freezing mark. So it doesn't look like they're going to get as much ice accumulation. And then there may be a break in the action later this evening. The models are showing some drier air punching in for several hours. And then a new surge of sleet and freezing rain develops tomorrow morning. And then by afternoon, warmer air begins to reach the surface. So that sleet and freezing rain will end as some patchy light liquid rain from southwest to northeast.
What do you see, Don, in the long term here for our weather? What do you see it hopefully improving at some point?
Well, I haven't had a chance to look at anything long term today, but the last time I looked, April will definitely end up being a colder than average month, and I didn't see any signs of a consistent major pattern change to truly warmer weather. Mm-hmm. We get occasionally warm shots. For instance, yesterday, towns like Wellsville and other southern tier towns got well into the 70s. And while we were in the upper 40s here in Buffalo, the warm front lifted north. But at this time of the year, it's hard for warm fronts attached to storm systems well to our west to lift up against the cold air from Ontario and the two lakes. So it's a struggle, and that's what's happening with this warm front to the south. You know, Pittsburgh hit 83 yesterday, and there were 80s in Ohio. We don't have any 80s in our near-term future. But as I said, at least a small sliver of western New York actually did make it into the 70s yesterday. And we will warm up tomorrow night and Monday morning into the 50s with a soaking rain late tomorrow night and Monday morning and the chance of some thunderstorms. And because of that, a flood watch, not a warning, goes into effect for all of western New York late tomorrow night through Tuesday. The first kind of flooding could be poor drainage and urban flooding, flood-prone neighborhoods, and mm-hmm. know if you live in one.
Yeah.
And then the slower reacting streams, creeks, and rivers, like the Allegheny, Genesee, and the Tonawanda Creek is a very slow-reacting creek, could develop flooding on Tuesday from the heavy rainfall. There are some indications parts of western New York, in addition to this ice storm hazard today and tonight, could receive 2.5 inches of rain by midday Monday. And of course, the soil will already be saturated. So there's after the ice, there's the threat of flooding. And so if you have a problem in your basement, and I think Mr. Cortez knows a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was just going to say you've given us all of the proper advice as to getting us ready for what's imminently going to occur weather-wise. Now my job is to take over from here, Don, and get everybody ready for how to handle this in their houses. So that'll be our discussion for the remainder of the program. How do we ready ourselves for this ice storm? And I want to thank Don for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Oh, it's glad to do it. Now back to work for me. And
okay.
Work for you.
All right, Don. Don Paul, a meteorologist from Channel 7, joining us to highlight and preview what's going to occur today in the weather. So, yeah, how do we get ready for this and what can we do? And, of course, as it's actually about to happen, there's very little we can do at a moment's notice. But in today's program, we'll talk about some of those things that we need to have on the ready during a storm. 803-0930 to participate in the program. Outside Buffalo, call me for free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome at *930. Text me at 30930. Email me hammertime@cortez.net. Be sure to check out the Cortez website. Everything we do is there for you. Our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. Now for outdoor kitchens as well. That's right. Outdoor kitchens and indoor kitchens. Bella Cucina. our beautiful sunroom products from Better Living, solar shades, retractable awnings, and our handyman service. All there for you at Cortez.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. Are you ready for the ice storm? Before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we get you ready for the ice storm, we need to get you ready for the home improvement season. And if you're a business owner, listen up, because business banking as well. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, Scott Swan joins me on the live line from the Kenton branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dominic.
And we're talking about getting ready for the ice storm, but in the big picture of things, we need to be ready all the time for our business banking needs. And Lakeshore Savings Bank, tailored to the business owner.
Yeah, absolutely. So Lakeshore Savings Bank, local right here in Western New York, we have a wide range of business and commercial products. So whether maybe it's a business loan or a line of credit in order to increase working capital, we can accommodate any of those needs, Dominic.
Okay. Not only do we have excellent cooperation from Lakeshore Savings Bank, there's also a business banking interest-bearing account, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are offering up to 1% on our business money market accounts on your business deposits, and we also have a 1% premium money market on personal accounts over $10,000 as well.
And we can't let you go without highlighting the fact that right now the 3% fixed for a year home equity line of credit with absolutely no cost, no application fee, no filing fees, no closing costs, no points, all there available right now at Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Absolutely. You're right, Dominic. No application fees, no annual cost, 3% fixed. What a great product that we're offering.
That's right.
Shore Savings Bank.
All right, so give us the phone number there at the Kenton.
898-2010.
Repeat that, Scott.
898-2010.
For 127 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
You finally find a dental office that you really like, and every time you need something a little different, you get referred to another office. Who has time for that? Hello, I'm Dr. Kathleen Casacci of Wheatfield Family Dentistry. Dr. Heather Heppner, Dr. Anna Bailey, and myself are so pleased to be able to handle all of your dental needs under one roof. Whether you need IV sedation for anxiety or wisdom teeth extractions, Invisalign or traditional braces, crowns, bridges, root canals, or implants, we even have a full-time massage therapist on staff to help you relax. The best part is we have a beautiful new facility that has the most innovative technology currently available. We offer the wand, pain-free anesthesia, optical impressions, cone beam 3D x-rays, nitrous oxide sedation, and even massaging dental chairs. We are holding a free implant information seminar on April 17th at 6:30, and we would love to see you there. Call 694-1777 for more information or visit us on the web at drkathy.com. That number again, 694-1777.
U.S. and its closest allies, France and Great Britain, last night responded to the Syrian government's suspected use of chemical weapons on its own people with force.
We deployed 105 weapons against three targets that will significantly impact the Syrian regime's ability to develop, deploy, and use chemical weapons in the future.
At the Pentagon, Marine Lieutenant General Kenneth F. McKenzie Jr. says the Syrian regime responded with 40 non-guided missiles, which missed their intended targets but endangered Syrian civilians on the ground.
When you shoot iron into the air without guidance, it's going to come down somewhere.
In London this morning, British Prime Minister Theresa May described the Syrian government's past use of chemical weapons on civilians as barbaric.
The fact of this attack should surprise no one. We know that the Syrian regime has an utterly abhorrent record of using chemical weapons against its own people.
The Pentagon says there were no civilian casualties in last night's assault. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Well, spring is here, and so this is the year the folks at Scranton Sroy Builder Supplies and United Materials are going to get you that personal outdoor living space you've always wanted. With the Bellgard products, we have the passion to bring you your outdoor vision to life. Whether you're looking to add some old world charm to your patio or a contemporary flair to your walkway, Bellegarde offers a variety of concrete pavers, including pavers with the look and feel of brick and stone. We can help you create eye-catching walkways and driveway paver designs, fire pits, fireplaces, outdoor kitchens, and much, much more. Plus, for patio brick pavers or resilient concrete driveway pavers, Bellegarde's residential paving stones come in a number of styles, shapes, and tones to personalize and transform your outdoor living spaces. Because you want to bring your outdoor vision to life, Bellegarde paves the way. Stop in. Yeah, you can check it out in person at Scranton Surrey Builder Supplies and United Materials. Go online to UnitedMaterialsLLC.com. That's UnitedMaterialsLLC.com. Let us be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Well, it's already started. Ants, rodents, and bed bugs have begun their invasion. Are you ready? Ashland Pest Control is always ready to help you stop these invaders in their tracks. They're your locally owned solution to eliminating pests. They know all about stopping local pests. Ashland Pest Control's highly trained staff has been ridding Western New York of pests for a long, long time. And all service calls are performed discreetly to protect your privacy. Be prepared. Call Ashland Pest Control today, 884-7431, or visit ashlandpest.com.
You do everything at 100%. You do your own work because you want perfection. You've been fixing and tinkering since you were a little tyke. You keep your tools clean and in their place. You love your mother, and you mind your P's and Q's. You could make some money installing furnaces for Emerald, so call us right now. We only need two of you.
Comfort is always on call.
Well, if you're like me, you're pretty excited that spring is back. What? Who wrote this? But you're probably noticing that your carpets have gotten filthy over the long winter. Dominic Cortez here with some exciting news. ChemDry of Buffalo is the carpet cleaner that cares. That's because Carpet Care Services is now ChemDry. That's right, they're offering the same great service you've come to love, but now they have the best cleaning technology as ChemDry of Buffalo. So what does all this mean to you? Well, it means that they're using FDA green certified cleaning solution and 80% less water for a cleaner and healthier home. Your carpets are going to look like new, and you don't have to wait days for them to dry. With ChemDry of Buffalo, your carpets will be clean and ready to use in about an hour and a half. Yep, that's it, an hour and a half for drier, cleaner, healthier home. ChemDry is really the carpet cleaner that cares. Spring into savings and get 10% off your tile and grout cleaning. That's right, 10% off your tile and grout cleaning, but you need to call now, 632-6011. That's 632-6011. Donna is awaiting your phone call. Call ChemDry of Buffalo. Tell them Dominic sent you.
Hammer Time.
It's 10:25 on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And the question for the day, are you ready for the storm? 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at star 930. Special thank you to Don Paul for joining us at the top of the show to highlight what we are to expect. And as you heard him say, it could go a couple different ways. At minimum, we're going to have sleet. But the potential exists for severe ice storm, which could lead to problems with limbs falling and pulling down power lines and leaving us powerless again the second time in a couple weeks. So the question, are you ready for that? Now, as I said already, it's hard to get ready on a moment's notice. So let's take this opportunity to talk about being on the ready on an ongoing basis. Now, you may recall I highlighted the story of the last power outage last week where a tree fell in our neighborhood and our power being underground. You always wonder, how does that happen? Well, the power's got to come from somewhere, right? Tree fell in our neighborhood, and our power went out. It was out for over a day, and our generator kicked on and then failed. So Our first reaction was, well, we'll deal with it someday. But I'm glad I didn't. Obviously, now we have the imminent threat of another power outage. We replaced it right away. It actually burnt itself right up. I don't quite understand how that happened. It was well maintained, and oil changed on it every year. But nonetheless, it failed. Now, it was, from 2006. So what is that, 12 years old? So I guess the question is there, do generators have a limited lifespan? A 12-year-old Briggs & Stratton is what it was. So I did replace it, is my point, and now I am ready. I do have my permanent standby on the ready. So I guess that would be something we should do, is look to have a standby generator, you know, on the ready, whether it's a permanent one or a standby portable. Be sure that it's been gassed and that hopefully it was charged with gas stabilizer so that it will start up for you. And I guess that would be something I would do right now, is pull the start cord and make sure it does start, and deal with that now before the power goes out, if by chance it does need a little help getting started. Have everything else ready around the house too. You may want to run to the store and get some ice, and get a cooler packed with ice in case we do have an extended period of time without power, so that we can keep some things cold if we don't want to open the refrigerator, because that certainly doesn't work indefinitely. If we open the refrigerator too many times, you're going to lose the chill that it's holding. If you keep it closed, it will help protect the food, especially in the freezer. So a chiller, a cooler with ice in it might be appropriate. Obviously, flashlights. Having several flashlights around the house would be appropriate. And your sump pump, another big area of concern. How do we deal with that? Now, the long-term plan is that you should have a water siphon pump, so that you're always having that on the ready in a power outage, because it doesn't require any kind of support from either a battery or any auxiliary system, which means in the case of a permanent standby generator, you don't need to use that circuit to dedicate to a sump pump. You could use it for something else, which is what we did. So the sump pump, the flashlights, the cooler, the standby generator. What else can we put on the list to have you ready for the storm? 803-0930, that's the number for you to dial here this Saturday morning on WBEN. If you have a particular question about being ready for the storm, pick up the phone and give me a call, or anything around the house that might need my attention. Call us right now, 803-0930. A text has come in. If a tree falls in your neighborhood and your power lines are underground, yet you lose electricity and your generator failed, does anyone hear your frustration? Very well said. And, well, I aired it on the air, so yes, everybody did hear me complain about what happened to me. It's a funny version of a tree falls in the forest and a man is nearby. Is he still wrong? Right, of course. The man's always wrong in an argument, right? So anyway, we're ready for your questions on our second half hour, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Michael Baggerman getting his headphones on, positioning them perfectly on his ears, ready to deliver us the latest from the WBEN newsroom. In the meantime, line up your calls and we'll take them after the bottom of the hour news with Mike. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories. We are here in mid-April and the winter weather just won't go away. There's an ice storm warning that goes into effect at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It ends at 2 p.m. Sunday for most of western New York. It'll be a very difficult drive, especially this late afternoon and early evening. Also, earlier this morning, Pentagon officials, an update on Syria.
Sounds of a U.S. Tomahawk missile launch released by the Pentagon following last night's coordinated airstrikes against Syria.
These strikes were a justified, legitimate, and proportionate response to the Syrian regime's continued use of chemical weapons on its own people.
Pentagon spokesperson Dana White, the president tweeting this morning saying, quote, mission accomplished. ABC's David Wright has more on how that mission took shape.
The president came out at 9 o'clock on Friday night and addressed the nation, saying the U.S. had targeted Syria in conjunction with Great Britain and France targeting chemical weapons production sites. He said that this campaign will not necessarily be a one-off, that there will be sustained pressure, military and diplomatic pressure, to get Syria to abandon the use of chemical weapons. And he said they have no place in the modern world.
Syria and Russia and Iran condemning the attacks. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
All right, thanks, Michelle. And some more of your local stories. The Buffalo Bisons have postponed their second home game of the season today. Tomorrow's game, now a doubleheader beginning at 12:05. The gates open up a half hour before. And we have sad news to pass along this morning. Art Bell, the longtime host of WBEN's Coast to Coast, has passed away. He was 72 years old. We don't know the cause of death yet. He was the original host of the overnight show, which is now hosted by George Norrie. An autopsy will be conducted later this week. Your WBEN First Alert forecast, as I mentioned earlier, an ice storm warning goes into effect at 2 o'clock this afternoon and continues for the next 24 hours. Tomorrow, you'll see breezy conditions with periods of rain mixed with sleet early in the day, and then a little rain in the southern tier with a high of 47, though. Monday, mostly cloudy skies, a couple showers, maybe even a little bit of snow later in the day, high of 43 to start your work week. And today you'll see temperatures peaking out at around 38. In fact, right now we're a little below that, 36 degrees in Buffalo, light drizzle and windy conditions. It feels like 24. I'm Mike Bangerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
HW Brick & Sons, for over 30 years now, they've been the experts in the plumbing service industry. HW Brick & Sons is a name you can trust. Since 1985, they have built a success on a simple approach. They treat you like you're part of the Brick family. Every home is indeed unique, and HW Brick will find the proper solution to your family's needs, whether it's a high-efficiency tankless water heater, a luxurious body spa, or a simple faucet replacement. HW Brick & Sons can handle it. They are a full-service residential and commercial service company, full-service sewer and drain cleaner as well. Video inspections of your sewer lines, high-pressure water jetting, 24/7, 365 emergency service. They replace my generator. They can help you too. They also do water heater replacement and sump pumps. And if you call them right now and you heard you tell them you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, you get a $100 discount on a tankless water heater. That's right, a $100 discount on a tankless water heater, but you need to call right now. Here's the number, 297-2901. That's 297-2901. HW Brick & Sons. Let their family take care of all your family's plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Call them now. Tell them Dominic sent you.
National Grid can help you save money and use less energy with rebates and programs.
The little bear wandered deeper into the woods, looking under every rock, behind every tree.
"Have you seen my honey?" the little bear asked Mr. Squirrel.
"And then what happened?"
Well, let's turn the page and find out.
If you think you're hearing this dad read a story to his daughter, you're completely right. But what you're not hearing is what he's also doing. And that's saving energy and money because he took advantage of a rebate from National Grid.
And with a pot of honey by their side, the little bear curled up in their den, safe and sound.
So it looks like there's two happily ever afters to this story. The little bear finding the honey and dad saving money.
I think that's enough for one night.
Just one more, please, Dad.
Start your own saving story. Get familiar with National Grid's rebates and programs to help you use less energy and save money at ngrid.com/save.
Spring is here, and so this is the year the folks at Scranton's Rebuilder Supplies and United Materials are going to get you that personal outdoor living space you've always wanted. And if you're thinking of shopping for paving stones, you should be straight over to Scranton's Rebuilders and United Materials, and they'll make sure that their team gets you superb quality products at a fair price with products like TechoBlock. They're North America's leading manufacturer of paving stones. That's right. TechoBlock's products are beautiful, durable, and come with a transferable lifetime guarantee, whether it's your driveway, your patio, or your walkway. TechoBlock will help you make it beautiful for a long, long time. TechoBlock products are now available at Scranton's Thru Builder Supply. They're on display there, as well as United Materials. Stop in or check them out online, UnitedMaterialsLLC.com. That's UnitedMaterialsLLC.com. www.outdoorliving.com. We're here to help you complete that outdoor living space and improve your home's ambiance. Let us be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
If you're among the 70 million people in the U.S. with high cholesterol, there's something more you could be doing. Simply by switching from butter to Benecol Buttery Spread, you can reduce your cholesterol in as little as 2 weeks. How? By partially blocking the absorption of cholesterol in your body. The active ingredient in Benecol comes from plants and provides an incremental benefit on top of whatever benefit you're getting from statin medication, with no unpleasant side effects. It's not a pill, it's a food. Bring that number down. Look for Benecol in the butter section of your supermarket.
Stephen Fry here for the Shaw Festival. The folks here want me to tell you about The Hound of the Baskervilles. Says here it's the best Sherlock Holmes murder mystery there is. I love Sherlock Holmes. I've starred in several productions. Not in this one, though. But I am in Mythos, an amazing trilogy which I also happen to have written. I'm sorry? Oh, yes, The Hound of the Baskervilles. Book your tickets today, straight after you book them for Mythos. Go to shawfest.com.
For over 50 years now, Twin City Glass has been the expert in the room of your house that everybody sees eventually. Yeah, you guessed it. It's your bathroom. Twin City, the name you know and trust. Since 1964, they have built their success on a simple mission, making their customer happy. Come check out their huge showroom with full life-size displays, not mock showers on a wall. Did you know that you can touch the displays? You can actually stand in them. You could see how the door swings. Look over the many available colors and types of hardware, like Basco. Shower doors of elegance. It's the best way to get a real feel for the quality. Now, whether it's installing bath enclosures and shower doors or crafting custom glass and mirror products, Twin City will make it all hassle-free for you. Considering that 90% of their new business comes from referrals, hey, they must be doing something right. To learn more, call my friends at Twin City Glass, 694-3300. Visit them online, twincityglass.com, or they're open right now in their incredible 3,000 square foot showroom in Willitzer Park. Either way you reach out to them, tell them Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
Hammer time!
10:38 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez, and how are you? Be sure to watch Hammer Time TV tomorrow at 10:30 on Channel 2 and watch Phil install a storm door. That's right, if you're thinking of a storm door, tomorrow's episode is for you, 10:30 tomorrow on Channel 2. If you can't watch the show, well, and you can't DVR it, guess what? You can watch it on YouTube. All the shows are stored there. Furthermore, you can do a word search on the website, HammerTimeTV.com, to learn about a particular project that you may have around the house. It's all there at HammerTimeTV.com or on the Facebook page. Or, as I said, you can watch the shows in entirety on YouTube. Tomorrow's show, 10:30 on Channel 2. We're talking, are you ready for the storm? 803-0930. That's 803-0930. A text question has come in. I plan on trying to be at your house between 1 and 2 unless the weather for the events. It's not making sense. I plan on trying to be at your house between 1 and 2 unless the weather for events. Me hope. I'm trying to read something that doesn't make any sense. I think there was a joke in there that I missed. Okay, anyway, let's go to the phones. Are you ready for the storm? 803-0930. Tonawanda and Melissa, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I'm not calling about the storm.
That's okay. That means you're ready.
I hope so. We are working on a bathroom that's in the basement, and it has a shower in it that was made out of cement. We're getting the walls ready. We've got the cement board up. We want to tile them. But
okay.
The floor itself in the shower was built up with about a lip about 6 inches all the way around. And wondering whether we can paint the floor instead of tiling it. And what kind of paint would you suggest?
Is there a drain then connected to that floor?
I think the bathroom was put in way back when the house was built as a utility shower kind of thing.
Okay.
But we're trying to make it into a shower that can be used as a regular shower.
Yeah. Okay. So a couple ideas here. It's probably 6 inches off the floor for height and pitch. So maybe that's one way to minimize the
shower drain is in the middle, and you can see there's a pitch for that.
Yeah, so that's why it's so high. A little bit higher than I would like, but if you can live with that, then you can leave it alone. And yes, you can use an epoxy paint to paint over that concrete, but I would suggest you put some grit in that epoxy so that it's not super slippery.
What would you use for the grit?
They do sell a silicone grit additive at the home centers that can be used to create a non-slip environment.
Okay.
And you just add that right into the epoxy mix.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to first, is there paint on it now?
Yeah, there's paint on it now, and it's starting to peel, so we've got to get that off.
We need to get that off, right. And then I would suggest that you acid etch the surface. This will allow us to get better adherence.
Okay.
And then epoxy paint and with that grit additive.
All right, cool.
All right?
All right, thanks so much.
So you do have a generator, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other storm-related issues around your house? You have batteries, you have the generator. How about the water siphon backup sump pump? Do you have that?
We don't have a sump pump.
Okay.
So we're okay there.
So I can't help you in any way, shape, or form?
No.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Melissa. Good luck with the bathroom.
Thanks for the info.
All right. Bye-bye now. Melissa hangs up. That opens up a line for you here on WBN as we go next to Youngstown and chat with Jane. Good morning, Jane. You're on Hammer Time Radio.
Good morning. I was listening to you just now, and I heard your story about your generator that pooped out on you. And it was only 12 years old. The one that I have has got to be at least 20 years old.
There you go.
It runs fine.
There you go.
It's an 8-horse Tecumseh that runs a generator that will sustain 4,000 watts.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask 5,000 for it for brief periods. So I got wondering on yours, if you are you sure that you weren't asking too many wattages out of it?
Well, it was 8,000. And it was based on how it was initially set up. The electrician told me that they purposely underwatted it so that it didn't oversurge it. So I don't know. I mean, you would think that was the case, but I made sure that the oil was changed every year. And when I took the cover off, that's what was spewed all inside of the compartment was engine oil. So. They say that those things just sometimes happen with that kind of unit.
Probably killed the engine for lack of oil.
Yeah.
How many horsepower was the engine?
I believe it was, I don't remember now. I think the new one is 12,000 watts. So I can't remember. I'd be lying if I told you.
I've got 8-horse engine to run 4,000 watts.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think it was 8.
14.
I think the size of mine, old one, was the size of yours. So I think we were kind of comparable in size.
Uh-huh.
It did about maybe half of the house. Refrigerator, furnace, hot water tank, a few plugs here and there and some lighting here and there. So.
I'm tickled with mine.
Well, that's good.
And it's a manual start. You got to pull the cord to start it.
Do you? Does it test itself then? It must not test itself then.
Well, the problem is that the generator is just direct attached to the engine. So when you pull that cord to turn the engine over, you're also turning the generator over.
Okay.
And I'll have to tell you, that takes a whale of a pull.
I bet. So there's no regular testing. Ours is set up, all of the permanent standbys now that are automatic are set up to test themselves once a week.
Oh, no, mine is, I've got one of those kids' little radio flyer carts that I haul mine around on.
Ah, okay.
Anyhow, it was getting to be quite a chore to pull that thing to start it. And it had a connection on it for an electric start.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But I don't have any place to put the battery.
Gotcha.
So what I do have is one of those portable jump start things.
Okay. So you sound like you're well equipped, Jane.
It's like a charm.
Well, good. Thank you for your call.
Well, you're very welcome.
All right. Jane's line is now free at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. As we travel next to Wheatfield and say hello to Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're next on WBEN.
Good morning. We have an older generator, a portable one, about 15 years old. I've heard that it put out dirty electricity, like it's not stable. Can that be a problem if you get a new refrigerator, furnace?
Yes. The oscillation in the current could cause a problem for some appliances, especially newer ones. So that's very important that you understand that with anything, you know, in an older style generator, that could be an issue. That could even happen with a portable generator, too.
Yeah, if you got like a new refrigerator, that could be a problem. Then.
Right. Yeah, any surging, ebbing and flowing in the power current could be a problem, yes. So I don't know what the solution is to that, whether there's, you know, attachments that can be put on to neutralize that so it's more of an even flow, or whether you need to oversize, as we were just talking, oversize to your demand so that you don't have to have the issue of surging.
Oh, you're saying that comes with high demand then?
Well, yes, of course. If you're running your generator at maximum capacity, there's a chance that you could over-wattage it, and that could affect the unit, which could possibly be of what happened to me. But the point that you're making is that in a normal course of events with the generator running, does it have a high and low flow to the current it's generating? And the answer is yes in the older models, and that could have an effect on new appliances.
Because I know when it starts up, of course, it has a higher voltage draw.
Right.
Then once it starts running, it drops.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for the call. Mike's line is now free at 803-0930. It's 1048 on Hammer Time Radio. We'll be back with more right after this. Well, you may not be ready for the storm, but another question I have for you, are you ready for the upcoming air conditioning season? Yep, it's spring cleaning time. And if you ever move your refrigerator only to be completely shocked by the buildup of dust, hair, deteriorating food, and all kinds of gross stuff that's collected underneath the refrigerator, guess what? Your air ducts are usually worse than that. And I hear that a cat was found last week. Yeah, that's pretty gross. It is allergy season and spring cleaning time. Most know about washing windows, cleaning carpets like we did last week with Donna Scofaro. Don't forget to clean the most neglected, unsanitary, unhealthy part of your home, and that is your air conditioning and heating duct system. Peter Gordon joins me on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, that is well put. It is so gross, the stuff that we pull out each and every day, and a multitude of crews, and people just go, I can't believe I was breathing that. And then those that have allergies, asthma, sinus, minor respiratory, or sometimes more major COPD, or if loved ones are suffering with cancer, fighting chemo, it is fighting chemo.
Peter, ABC News is going to join us, whether we like it or not, at 10:50. So we'll be back to continue.
Yeah, Lori is there today.
Okay. What's the discount going to be?
We have a very special discount while Lori is there because we're...
Okay, so we will get that discount from him and share it with you. It is coming up to 10:50. Time for us to check in with ABC News.
1 week ago, a chemical attack in the rebel-held town of Douma, east of Damascus, Syria, killed an estimated 40 civilians with some form of lethal gas.
This massacre was a significant escalation in a pattern of chemical weapons use by that very terrible regime.
The United States, the UK, and France last night formally responded, firing more than 100 missiles from ships and aircraft. General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the strikes targeted Syria's chemical weapons infrastructure at three sites.
The targets that were struck and destroyed were specifically associated with the Syrian regime's chemical weapons program.
ABC's David Muir is reporting from Lebanon.
There is reaction this morning in Syria. Syrian television now saying that this was a cowardly terrorist attack only done for America to save face, and continuing to try to push that storyline that the Russians have proof that the Douma chemical attack is a, quote, masquerade.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And we are back, and Peter Gordon is back on the live line. What's our extra special Hammer Time only discount going to be?
So, once again, Lori is there. As we celebrate our 25th anniversary, and Lori is celebrating an anniversary with our company, she is an indoor air quality extraordinary. So, any rate, we have $48 off for a first-time caller for duct cleaning. But what I was saying is reach deep if you have anyone in your family that is tied to the military, because there's extra special discounts for military and, of course, seniors, first responders. We okay. have four of our local boys going to San Diego to work on an aircraft carrier. And we are 3 weeks out. So if you're thinking about getting your ducts done anytime soon, I would definitely call today.
All right.
Forget about our medical-grade air purifiers and high-capacity dehumidifiers.
683-3000, that's the number to call. $48 if you're a first-timer, great discount. Call right now. Tell them you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio.
Hey, it's Bowerly. So how do you choose the right lawn fertilizing company? Do what I did. Choose the local experts from Nature's Lawn. Bottom line, my lawn looks awesome because the lawn care I get year after year from Nature's Lawn. You know, they wrote the book on eco-friendly lawn care and started that over 30 years ago. Today, Nature's Lawn can offer you more organic options than ever before, and if you prefer, conventional treatments are also available. Nature's Lawn believes that proper nutrition and improved soil quality leads to a thicker, healthier lawn that minimizes or eliminates the need for chemicals. Nature's Lawn, you're also going to get the type of individual care and attention you can only get from a neighborhood business. And this season, celebrating their 29th year as a locally owned business, Nature's Lawn offering a free application for all new spring signups, and they serve as most of Western New York, including Grand Island. Let them help you as they've helped me. Call 681-7793, 681-7793, online, naturslawn.com.
You know, you keep some of your most valuable and prized possessions in your garage, right? Think about all the dust, the dirt, and the damage you might be doing leaving everything on your pitted concrete floor. The experts at Gorilla Garage Gear can help transform that with their Gorilla Floor. It's a state-of-the-art overlay coating with long-lasting durability and a beautiful look and easy maintenance. I have mine done. Wow, it's beautiful. Gorilla Garage Gear will prep the surface by diamond grinding. They don't use the quick one-day applications that you see all over the internet. They'll use the right materials to ensure deep penetration into the concrete to prevent delamination. That is the essence of their service, folks. A Gorilla Floor is finished with a high-tech, durable top coat that seals and protects the floor against long-term wear and tear. And oh yeah, a Gorilla Floor comes with a 10-year warranty. And if you call right now, guess what? Tell them you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, you'll get $200 off your Gorilla Floor. Here's the number to call, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Say goodbye to that dusty, dirty, pitted garage floor. Call Joe Afalo today for a beautiful new floor from Gorilla Garage Gear. Visit them online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla!
Hey, it's Bowerly, my friends, the very particular people at John Locke Air Conditioning and Heating. Another great John Locke spring special for you. You buy any Lennox Signature or Elite Series furnace, and you'll get an air conditioner at half price. Not a gimmick. You're going to save big money. Remember, natural gas is always your best energy value. It's dependable. Natural gas furnaces last longer, and you get quiet comfort and low operating costs. Let me ask you a question. Your air conditioner, is it really ready for the hot weather? The only way to know for sure is to call John Locke right now and save on on this great special. Get your air conditioning unit completely inspected for just $79.95. John Locke checks filters, electrical connections, refrigerant, and more. You'll even get a free carbon monoxide test. John Locke Heating and Air, the only people I've used for over 25 years. Remember, these special deals are in effect now, so call John Locke at 894-6400. You'll save big, and you'll stay cool this summer.
Are you experiencing problems with your home or building? Call RAC Engineering. From foundations to roofs, they offer affordable engineering services for the property owner. They'll provide you a full assessment to give you the information you need to fix any problems you may have. Count on RAC Engineering for tested experience and knowledge. Considering an addition or building a new house? Are you doing a new building for your business? Or are you thinking about expanding an existing building? Are you a property manager who needs a space reconfigured? Well, RAC Engineering can help. They can provide you the design services for the individual or the business owner. To set up a consultation, call Bob Curtis at 260-2330. Mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and you'll get $50 off your initial consultation. How do you like that? From foundations to roofs, they deliver affordable engineering services for the property owner. Call Bob at 260-2330, RAC Engineering. Tell him Dominic sent you for your Hammer Time discount.
Hammer Time!
Couple of minutes till top of the hour in news time here on WBEN, and we've spent the hour discussing with you if you're ready for the upcoming storm. Be sure to stay tuned to News Radio 930 WBEN for the latest on the ice and when it's hit, and hopefully you're ready, and hopefully there will be minimal damage. Power line damage is obviously the worst, and if that happens, we could lose power, and you may be in the dark, and hopefully you're not. As we go next to Elma and Mary, good morning. You're on Hammer Time Radio.
Good morning. I have a generator, just a 12-year, 2006, so it's the same as yours, a Carrier.
Uh-huh.
And last Thursday, it kicks in every Thursday.
Okay.
It kicked in and shut off, kicked in and shut off. So I called the people to come and check it.
Good.
They said, okay, they put oil, the new oil in it or whatever, and they said, oh, well, they hope it works. And I'm like, oh, boy.
So has it been operating, has it been testing itself regularly without a problem?
I had a problem in October. That's when I called them last. But I have it checked every year.
Right.
And I didn't put it in, and I don't have everything connected to it, just the basics.
Okay.
So I'm worried about the water in the basement if it don't work, because I
right.
have the electric check to the sump pump.
Well, put this on your to-do list, and that is to have that replaced with a water siphon pump. That's a strong recommendation that I make, just so that you don't have to worry about that being attached to anything. It's an independent system that works solely on water siphon, and it doesn't rely on any battery, and it won't be dependent on the generator.
Yeah. The other thing is when I get the water in the basement, I had the Loctite people come and fix the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So I have drains. So would the water go in those drains?
Well, if the drains are filled and the sump crock is filled, the drains are going to back up. So
I'm going to have water all over.
Well, yeah. You desperately need to get that sump emptied once it starts to fill.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope and pray that your generator operates okay for you. But I would have that check to make sure that it's going to be dependable for you going forward.
I got a feeling I'm going to need a new one.
Right. You know. And then I would invest in a water siphon to take that sump pump off the list of concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this will be a non-event. I say that only with optimism in mind, although Don Paul tells me that it's happening. So we'll see. Stay tuned to News Radio for the latest about the storm. And Mike Braggerman will fill us in on that, on everything that's going on in Syria from ABC News. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.